Colossians chapter 4 is where we will be. So if you would like to grab a Bible and turn to Colossians 4, that's where we will eventually get to. But we got some videos to go through before we get to that. Today is God Can Sunday. If you showed up today and you weren't prepared to give, this isn't the only time that you have available to you to give. You can always give on Easy Tithe. And you can continue to give throughout the weeks and throughout the months. This is not the only time where we can contribute and give to our missionary work. But we're going to start. The first video is the Brazels, Luke, Holly, Gideon, and Isaac. And go ahead, Sarah, and press play.
Hello, church family and supporters and prayer warriors out there. It's time for an update from the Ghent Brazels. First, I want to show you around a little bit. This is our house. And this is our street. This is our grocery store. And this is our belfry. This is where our graffiti is. And this is our McDonald's. Did you catch all that? My name is Luke Brazel, and I'm a missionary here with my family in Ghent, Belgium. This is my home. This is where I was born and raised, but I got my nice American accent from my parents. If you don't know where Belgium is, let me show you. Check this out. Right here in the middle of Europe, you can find this little country where they speak French, German, and Flemish. Right about here, where that little white tree is. Let me introduce you to my family. This is Holly. She grew up in Nebraska, and we met at Harding. She loves healthy stuff and sewing stuff. This is Gideon, who was born in Belgium 17 years ago. He loves healthy stuff and building stuff. This is Isaac, who was born in Belgium 15 years ago, who loves not so healthy stuff and basketball stuff. And together, I think we make a pretty good team. Let me tell you about what we're doing here. Our work here focuses on these three areas. We work as a team, as fishermen, and as coaches. Let me introduce you to our team. This is our team. Our church works together every Sunday to share spiritual food and to encourage one another. Our church has a Flemish-speaking group and a Ghanaian group that meets together once every 2 months. Every other Sunday, we meet separately using our heart languages. Our team of brothers and sisters also help to teach the kids' classes, and as of last year, we added a teen class. Here you can see Nana, one of our older teens, helping lead the class to talk about Scripture. Since the pandemic, we have continued to stay online so that church members who have to care for family or are sick are able to follow online. In September of 2023, our church organized a fellowship day for churches all around Belgium and the Netherlands. Members of our church helped you organize a youth Bible camp this past summer, where we are able to teach kids how to read Scripture. We also like to see ourselves as fishermen. This is one of our priorities. We want to bring others into relationship with Christ, and so we try to cast nets wide to share who Jesus is with others. We have one-on-one Bible studies with people. We meet with teens to learn about what it means to be a disciple. And when people are ready, we are excited to see people in Ghent get baptized. Here, Faust, a young man, is being baptized. Robert, here, is putting on Christ in baptism as well as a new brother, Joseph, as of this year. Please keep these men in your prayers as we pray that they will grow to be healthy followers of Christ. Holly has cast her net through online and in-person fitness classes through an organization called Body and Soul. This brings people together to stay healthy, as well as take time to share prayer requests and to pray for each other. I've had the opportunity to teach religion classes at the high school level, which has put me in touch with more of the community and young people asking questions about faith. We also see coaching as a very important part of our work. Holly and I believe that God has placed us here not as experts to tell everyone what to do, but to come alongside people and coach them and learn to be disciples together. We have helped organize fall camps for teens, survival camps, encouraging dads to spend time with their kids, and have taught and cooked at a European teen conference that drew teens from 10 different countries this year. Holly has helped young parents by volunteering at a local lending library for baby supplies, where she and the other volunteers welcome new parents for a place to visit and have coffee. I have focused recent years on working with the university. I've been able to join an organization called Ich des Flandern, which is a campus ministry that works with students on and off campus to encourage them in good Bible study practices, giving retreats that offer leadership training, and encouraging students to pray and study together. Looking to the future, we are excited that the church is working together to organize some teen events. We're working on planning a Sunday school workshop, and we're working on what form the leadership might have as we go forward and we grow. It is exciting to us to see university students taking the lead, and we can see our kids finding places to use their talents. God is at work around the world, in your church and in our neighborhood. We have been witnesses of this, and we are so thankful for co-workers like you who work together with us to bring the gospel around the world and in your backyard. Please continue to do that work and continue to support us as we work here in this field. We bring greetings and blessings to you from the Churches of Christ in Belgium. God bless.
Amen. I will say this with all the missionaries after all the videos that we watch. It is such a joy and a blessing to support people like Luke and Holly in the work that they're doing. Such a blessing. We're going to pray over the Brazels. It's a rote prayer, and it'll be the same prayer for each one, but I think you'll find a connection in Colossians 4 to this prayer. Father, we pray that the Brazels will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and his good rule and reign. We pray that the Brazels will proclaim it clearly and that their lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that the Brazels will find joy and thankfulness in their work, their communities, and their family. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Second video are the Isazigas. I think I've learned how to pronounce that correctly. But we've got Carlos, Gina, Isabella, Isaac, and Emma Isaziga. Go ahead, Sarah, press play.
Hey, Church in the Falls, this is Carlos from Commons Church in downtown San Diego. Hey, I know God Can Sunday is about to launch off for you guys, and we're super excited for you. A season of generosity also means it's a season of faith. And so, man, we want to encourage you. We want to let you know that it's because of your God Can Sundays, because of your love, your prayers, your encouragement, your friendship, that we've been able to do ministry here in downtown San Diego. It's because of you that more people are coming to know Christ here, and those that already do know Christ are coming closer to God, more intimate with God in their walk with him. And so, man, we thank you. Ministry is so much better together. I want to catch you up a little bit on what's gone on this last year. So this last year in March, we relaunched the church. It is now called Commons Church. And it is a product of what God did throughout the pandemic, and specifically in 2022. Pastor Jay Dennison of Second Sunday, another church here in downtown as well, he and I became good friends prior to the launch of our church, and then through the pandemic became closer. And in 2022, we just sensed the Holy Spirit saying, do ministry together. There's no point in doing ministry alone. So in 2022, we set out to bring our churches together, our leaderships, our boards, beginning to cast vision and develop culture. And man, it was an amazing year, 2022. But in 2023, just a few months ago, we launched Commons Church. Couldn't be more excited. Now, a few numbers. Now, I know numbers may bore some, but I want you to know these are not just numbers. These are people. So online, we had over 3,000 views to our services so far in the past year. We've seen 16 decisions of faith made for Christ, whether first-time decisions or recommitments. We've had 2 baptisms so far this year. Super excited about that. We want to see more. We've seen over 550 people from our church serve at services and over 1,700 people in physical attendance throughout the year at our services. And man, I know God's got so much more in store, and he does. We're looking forward to the launch of Commons Creative, which is going to be right here in this space, a place where it'll be open throughout the week for people of our city to come and co-work, co-create, co-live, really, just meet each other, create community, and they could have their own desk. There'll be coffee, there'll be snacks, there'll be Wi-Fi, all that good stuff. It's a place to create relationship and community. That launches in the fall. We also will be launching Commons Wellness, which will be in our space right across the hallway, and it will be a place for people to come also on Sundays or throughout the week to come and be part of several different practices, whether it's yoga, art therapy, actual counseling and therapy. It'll be breath work, grounding, hydrotherapy. Man, we're super excited about some of those things. And lastly, we're also excited about something I've been just dying to start, and we've launched it off this year. It's called the Leader School. It's just what it sounds like. It's a school to develop leaders. So we're in the works of a lot of things going on, and it couldn't happen without you. So we're excited to be part of what you are a part of, and we're excited that, you know what, man, for such a time as this, the church is here. Thank you so much, Church in the Falls. On behalf of my family, my wife Gina, my oldest daughter Isabella, my son Isaac, and our little one Emma, she's not so little, she's 19, we say thank you. And on behalf of Commons Church, we love you. Take care.
It is a joy and it is a blessing to support Carlos and his family and the good, difficult work that they're doing in San Diego, California. That's not an easy place to do ministry. And just hearing some of the numbers, his enthusiasm, the passion that he has for where God has placed him is contagious. And we want to honor that and celebrate that. So pray with me as we pray for the Izaziga family. Father, we pray that Carlos and his family will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and his good rule and reign. We pray that Carlos and his family will proclaim it clearly and that their lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that Carlos and his family will find joy and thankfulness in their work, in their community, and in their family. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Next video is Harry Summers and the work in India.
Greetings to the church in the falls. I'm Harry Summers. I've been working with you in the India missions program for the past 3 years or so. I've been involved with mission work in India since 1984. That's almost 40 years. I make an annual trip to India. I'm not allowed to live in India. American citizens cannot live in India on a permanent basis, but I do make trips to India annually. I inspect the work that our preachers that we're supporting that they report on. I hold them accountable for those reports. I preach about 30 gospel meetings while I'm in India on each trip. I also teach in the preacher training school for 5 days. And this past year, actually, I made 2 shorter trips during the past year than normal because of age. You know, I don't stay quite as long as I used to when I go to India, but 2 17 to 21 day trips to India this past year. We have a monthly budget of $6,550, but there's always something extra that has to be added to that. We have 29 supported native missionaries. We have one widow of one of our missionaries who passed away about 1.5 years ago, and we just continued to send his support to his widow and 2 small children. We have purchased for all of our preachers now a 110cc Hero Honda motorcycle to help them with their transportation to their gospel meetings and even with their local work. We have an orphanage of 65 true orphans in the village of Rajputi. One of those orphans has to be in a school for the deaf because she is hearing impaired, and we support her in that school for the deaf. We have an SUV that we've purchased for the 65 orphans to get them to and from the hospital, the doctor, school, and wherever they need to be. We also help with a leper colony on a monthly basis. We have 150 lepers living in this leper colony just outside of Pataburam, that's near Chennai in southern India. We purchase rice for them on a monthly basis. We have a congregation of about 35, congregation of the Church of Christ, of about 35 members in that leper colony. We have a preacher training school with 20 students in that school. Those 20 are scheduled to graduate this coming March. They will graduate from the 2.5-year school. We have actually graduated 4 different batches of students over the last 8 years. It takes about 2.5 years to complete the school. Those 80 graduates that we have established over 100 new Churches of Christ in South India. Give each of our graduates a bicycle. We present that to them. They are not supported. We do not keep a record of the baptisms, number of baptisms that they have during the month, but we know it to be up in the upper thousands, thousands and thousands of baptisms by these 80 graduates from our preacher training school. We build 1 church building each year. We've built 18 buildings, helped to build, I should say, at the cost of about $10,000 help to a congregation. We build a church building. We've built 13 what we call prayer sheds, which is just a smaller church building with a gabled roof instead of the concrete slab roof. We purchased 4,000 Bibles, Telugu and Tamil Bibles, and Telugu and Tamil songbooks, giving a songbook and a Bible to each new convert. And we do that on a yearly basis, 4,000 a year, because that's about the number of converts that our 29 supported preachers have. I present a monthly newsletter to you, which has within it the field reports. We require a field report every month from each one of our supported missionaries, and we put excerpts from those field letters in our newsletter that we present each month. I want to thank again the Church in the Falls for all the help that you've given us, and we pray and hope that you will continue to support the work in India, in this most productive mission work that you're ever going to find, in the most fertile mission field in the world right now. Thank you very much.
a blessing and a joy. Yes, absolutely. It's a blessing and a joy to support Harry and all the work that he's doing in India. I appreciate what Sean said during communion about diversity and the diversity in this room. You can't tell the diversity within the three first missionaries that we've watched and that we support. It's a beautiful thing. The work that Luke and Holly do in Belgium, when you look at that compared to what Carlos and Gina are doing in San Diego, and then you look at what Harry is doing and you listen to the language, the different things that they're involved with. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. So let's pray for Harry and for his work in India. Father, we pray that Harry will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and his good rule and reign. We pray that Harry will proclaim it clearly and that his life would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that Harry will find joy and thankfulness in his work, in his community, and within his family. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next one is the Looney family. Jared created and heads up Global City Mission Initiative, and he has some updates to share with us.
Hey, Church in the Falls. I am so happy to send you this greeting because this church was one of the first partners of Global City Mission. And since the start of Global City Mission, we have seen the gospel impact people from all over the world. Because one of the major emphases of this ministry is to serve and work doing mission in globally diverse metro areas. By working in globally diverse metro areas, we can see people from all over the world hear the gospel and get impacted by life-on-life evangelism and ministry as we encounter them reaching out to people from around the world. We're serving the nations next door. The vision statement of Global City Mission is to see disciple-making initiatives in global cities around the world, starting right here in North America. We started when I was a missionary in New York City, in the Bronx, working among the nations in that great city. Now I live in Tampa, and we've recruited a missionary here that is reaching out to Muslim Arabs in this area. It's actually a city that has a huge, a very large Muslim community, an Arab community that is growing, and there's even one of the mosques here is a major center for training Muslims how to essentially, if you will, evangelize for Islam. We have workers right now in Phoenix, in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, and Orlando as well. So Global City Mission, to make an impact as a disciple-making ministry, we primarily do three things. The first thing that we do is we're doing evangelism through life-on-life discipleship, reaching out to people, and starting spiritual conversations. And we plant communities of discipleship, whether that's a missional or outreach-driven small group or a grassroots house church. The second thing that we do is we're training and equipping individual believers to reach out and do some of the same things in their community. Just last night, I started a new online cohort, disciple maker cohort, with a handful of people, and they were from Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, Southeast Asia, people calling in, learning how to reach out in their communities in healthy evangelism practices and make disciples right where they are. And the third thing we do is equipping local churches to also reach out and impact their communities. Because we're living out ministry at the missionary edges of our society. Global City Mission, we have had evangelistic exchanges, conversations, and friendships with people that are agnostic, atheist, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, secular, church dropout, New Age, you name it. We've probably experienced it by at least someone in our team. And so we take that collective experience and it translates to training for local churches as well, because we want to help the whole church to reach out and to impact their communities and to see discipleship in their city take place. And so we focus on doing those three things. We're aiming at seeing discipleship happen in everything that we touch, and that's everything from helping one believer have more effective spiritual conversations, all the way to gathering groups of non-believers from various backgrounds, whether Muslim, Hindu, atheist, etc., and gathering them around the Word of God and helping people come to know Jesus for the first time, and really all points in between. Everything that we touch, we want to be about seeing discipleship happen and making disciples. We are focused on making disciples the world's crossroads and bringing what we're learning and also helping the local church. And so we are so excited about Church in the Falls and your partnership, and so thankful that you're a part of this. And I really look forward to being able to see you again soon, hopefully. And God bless you, and please keep us in your prayers. One thing I'd add that you can pray for is one of the members of our team out in Phoenix who is just doing great work reaching out to international students at Arizona State University. ASU has 15,000 international students from something like 150-something different nations. And he had like five different groups going, Bible study groups with people, and he got a stroke. And he is a positive outlook, a positive, everything's moving in the right direction. He's in rehab. He's healing very quickly. But we want to continue to pray for him. So we'd ask for your prayers for him as well. I tell you something that's fun about this guy, though. Despite having a stroke and being in a rehab center, he's had three different Bible study groups meeting there at the hospital for international students that have just kept coming to him, some of which hadn't been that open, but then after the stroke became open. And some, you know, one young guy from China, I think, rode a bus for an hour to come see him. And people have stayed overnight cooking Chinese food for his wife, taking care of her while he's in the hospital. So, God has still used this as a time to bless and to raise up. But also we want to pray for his ongoing healing and recovery for them to be provided for and taken care of as they go forward. So we'd ask you to join us in prayer. That's something that we would definitely encourage you to do. So thank you so much for your partnership, and we appreciate you greatly. We love you very much. Thank you.
Again, that's Jared, Helma, and Adelia Looney, Global City Mission Initiative. So let's pray for them. Father, we pray that Jared and his family will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and his good rule and reign. We pray that Jared and his family will proclaim it clearly and that their lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that Jared and his family will find joy and thankfulness in their work, in their community, and within their family. And Father, we pray for the gentleman that Jared mentioned. We pray for his well-being. We pray for his healing. And God, thank you for the wonderful ways in which you have been at work in spite of the difficulties that he is going through. We ask that you bless him and take care of him. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The last video from our missionary is Herbin and Winston Bolt. They'll be back-to-back videos. Again, diversity and different ways of doing videos. This is about as diverse as it gets. So go ahead, Sarah, press play.
Good morning, brother and sister in America, God and Sunday. I am Herbin, a dean of the school in Batam, Indonesia. And also, I am a co-worker of Brother Winston Lane Ball to work in the school to prepare men and women who have a good heart to go to all of Indonesia to serving the existing churches and also to planting new church.
Yeah. This is our school building that we constructed in 2003. And we already used this building to prepare men and women to study the world for 20 years old.
This is our staff, Kevin, who graduated from the school and working for the school to prepare our administrations of the school. And this is Amy. seated from back one and graduated from the school and working for the student stuff. And to do all stuff with the student during study here in the building.
And this is Ferdinand.
I,
as senior of the duty of salesmen, who are working focus for the students to prepare their need and to do discipline for all students in the school. This is Edison, our graduate student, that right now he is a teacher of the school. He lives in Borneo, so he comes for teaching for 2 weeks to prepare men and women in the school.
Hello.
And this year we have a new student. They come from all of Indonesia, and after they graduate from the student, they will go to all of Indonesia, come back to their homeland to serve in the church and plant in the church. This is a dormitory of the school where the students live here in the building during their class in the school. And this is kitchen of the school, and the students, they cook here to prepare their meal, morning, lunch, and dinner. So our goal is to reach all Indonesia, to use this school as a tool to all people, all of Indonesia, to come to Christ. So our main work is to prepare men and women who have the good heart to go to all of Indonesia and work with school and the mission to reach all of Indonesia. So we encourage you, brother and sister, to help and support us to work arm in arm to bring more fruit into the kingdom of God. Please help us and support us to work for the Lord and for His kingdom in Indonesia. Thank you, brother and sister. God bless you all.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Winston Bolt. I'm a minister at the Batam Church of Christ in Batam, Indonesia. And I come this morning to encourage you to be part with us in taking the gospel of Christ to not only Batam, but to all of Indonesia. And we encourage you, want to encourage you to continue your support and increase actually the support that we have. For we want to grow and develop, and the only problem is the church here doesn't have the funding that you have in America. So we ask you, if at all possible, that you might help us continue and grow along with us. Thank you very much for the blessing that you've given to us over the years. In God's name we pray. Thank you.
Harbin and Winston, I speak on behalf of those who have been supporting the Indonesia mission for many, many years. It's been a joy and blessing serving Winston, supporting Winston over the years. So let's pray for them, and then we'll mention the mission work in Mozambique. Father, we pray that Harbin and Winston will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and His good rule and reign. We pray that Harbin and Winston will proclaim it clearly and that their lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that Harbin and Winston would find joy and thankfulness in their work, in their community, and within their family. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Chad was unable. Chad Westerholm, his family, Chad, Amy, Maggie, Jane, and Jack, they work in Mozambique, Africa. He said that we may get the video this time next week, depending upon the internet. He said he has sent it, and it's just making its way through the internet. eventually. I may ask him to put it on a thumb drive and send it in the mail. That may get her quicker. But whenever we do get that video from Chad, we are going to show it. But as we've been praying this prayer over our other missionaries, we're going to pray the same for Chad and his family. Father, we pray that Chad and his family will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and his good rule and reign. We pray that Chad and his family will proclaim it clearly, and that their lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that Chad and his family will find joy and thankfulness in their work, in their community, and within their family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I do have a very quick and short sermonette that I would like to give that kind of bears witness to the prayers that we have been praying over our missionaries. But we do have one final video. This video isn't about a missionary and their work. This video is for us to pay attention to how we are on mission and how we are missionaries. So go ahead, sir. Press play. Colossians chapter 4, beginning in verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. There's one word I would like for you to take away this morning. It's the word devoted. Being devoted to prayer, being devoted to watching, to paying attention, and being devoted to being thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. There's a second word that I invite us to take away from this morning, and that is the word desire. That God would build within us a desire to pay attention for what God is doing, to pay attention to how God is at work, and to be willing to proclaim the mystery, the goodness, the beauty, the reconciling power that is in Jesus and only in Jesus, because nothing else can do what Jesus does. Nothing else can accomplish the mission and ministry of Jesus. Nothing can come close to it. It's why it's a mystery. It's why it's like, how have you changed? Well, how has this made a difference in your life? And we sometimes struggle with words. We're like, I don't know. It just does, but it's beautiful and it's powerful. And there is nothing else like it in the world. Relationships can't do it. Sports can't do it. Politics can't do it. Work, career can't do it. But there's something about Jesus that changes everything. Colossians 4, verse 5. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. In verse 6, it's not on the screen. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. The third word is the word discerning. The desire and the prayerful attitude and posture before the Lord, where you ask God to be wise in your actions, in your attitude, and in your speech. Devoted, desire, discerning. These are the things to which it would profit us to be in prayer about. As we pay attention to the invitation and the command from Jesus out of John 20, verse 21, which just wasn't for the 12, the 11, but it's for each and every single follower of Jesus. Peace be with you. As you go out into the world, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And that mission work begins here in a few moments. The mission work where we are sent out to proclaim the goodness and the beauty and the love and the grace and the truth of Jesus wherever He may send us. Stand with me, please. Arise, team. You all may come up. I have good news to give. Today's total for our God Can offering is $39,197. That is just as of today. As is the case each year, that number will grow in the weeks and in the months, and when we have an exact total for what we will be able to share and to use with our missionaries, we will let everyone know. I do want to point out Harold Carpenter. Harold, raise your hand, please, sir. He is the head of our missions committee, and any member of Church in the Falls that would like to be a part of that committee, you are more than welcome to come and join us. Please see Harold. If you would like to receive some of the communication that our missionaries give on a monthly basis, please see Harold, and he will be more than happy to share that information with you. So just you're not waiting on once a year type of thing to hear what's going on with our missionaries. But I'm going to pray over us what I've prayed over all of our missionaries out of Colossians chapter 4. And after I pray, we will sing, and then Jared will close us out in prayer. Father, we pray that Church in the Falls will continue to be devoted to prayer, watching for you as you open doors of opportunity to proclaim the love, truth, goodness, and beauty of Jesus and His good rule and reign. We pray that Church in the Falls will proclaim it clearly and that our lives would bear witness to the love, grace, and truth that is in Jesus. And we pray that all of us will find joy and thankfulness in our work, in our community, and in our family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship together.